GOP nominee Mitt Romney calls for Americans to turn the page on the Obama administration. Frustration boils over at the Jacksonville City Council over budget errors and what some call lavish spending at the city's pension fund. And you better watch out if you run a red light in Jacksonville. New cameras could catch you in the act. Some of the stories making news this week. Good morning, live from Studio 5. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9. Thanks for tuning in. First, it's Friday, and so we welcome our Media Roundtable Week in Review with some new faces today. Joining us in Studio 5, Tara Bars, anchor at Action News Jax. Good morning,
Good
Tara.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Christopher Brooks is here. He's a reporter with the Florida Times-Union. Good to see you for the first time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, moving on to the biggest stories of the week. It was the biggest speech of his political career. Last night in Tampa, Mitt Romney made his case to the nation, asking voters to choose him over President Barack Obama. Romney described the president as a well-meaning but inept leader who he says must be replaced. So not what Governor Romney needed,
no.
Christopher, going into the fall
definitely
campaign.
You know, when you get to be that old of an age and you have a movie coming out, I guess you go, well, I want to tell the nation that I still have some acting prowess. And I guess he went up there, I still got it, guys, and it just did not look how it was supposed to at all. It's interesting to note that, you know, when the convention first started, Scott and Louisiana Bobby Jindal said that they wanted to stay back in their state because of the hurricane and stuff. And, you know, it actually got really bad in Louisiana, so that's why Bobby stayed. But didn't get as bad in Tampa as we sort of thought it would be. Scott still didn't show up, you know, and it was in his state.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call as we move on and discuss the city's first red light cameras. Yeah, they could be in place by January. The JSO has hired a private company to put these cameras up at 17 different dangerous intersections all around town. So if you're caught on camera running a red light or turning left on red illegally, watch out. You're going to get a ticket. The first citation will cost you $158. The sheriff's office estimates they'll bring in $1.5 million in revenue from these cameras the first year alone. Let us know. What do you think about the new red light cameras? 549-2937.
I'm really interested in seeing what these dangerous intersections are, where they are across the city.
Well, there are certain notorious intersections that everyone points to. Atlantic and Kernan right. is one that I know is on their in their sight. Lots of people are calling in to express their feelings about these cameras. Here's a tweet, too. Many run lights, however, red light cameras put the burden of proof on the defendant, and that does not allow due process. Interesting. We're out of time, though. It's certainly been interesting having you on the roundtable. Lots of news to discuss, so we appreciate our Friday media panel. Thanks so much, everyone. Fred Matthews, Christopher Brooks, John Burr, and Tara Bars. Guys, have a great Labor Day holiday. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And much more still ahead on the program later in the hour. You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.